The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Affordable Automotive, Gulf Breeze.
To me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Dukes Coop. You don't know what I got.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I am super excited this morning because we have a whole new show that we're introducing today. And if you guessed, cars, Dukes Coop, affordable, automotive in Gulf Breeze. Yes, this is a new show called Car Care. And the owner of Affordable Gulf Breeze just happens to be a very dear friend of mine, which makes it even more fun for me. Kenny Chartel is here in the studio. Kenny, how cool is this?
This is amazing. How are you, Meg? It's great to be here.
I know. I'm so happy that you're here and talking about affordable car care. And quite frankly, I have lots of good things to say about this. So we'll get into my story with you later on.
Wonderful.
But maybe first of all, just tell us about Affordable Automotive and who you are and what you do and how long y'all have been around. Because I said to him before we went on the air, I said, well, someone says they have a car care company. I really don't know what that means. Is that tires? Is that cleaning? You know, tell me a little about who you are, what y'all do.
Yeah, absolutely. Affordable Automotive, we've been here for 30 years now, actually.
Wow.
December 3rd, we'll be celebrating 30 years.
Wow.
In the local area, serving the Gulf Coast. And, you know, my father started this business on the premise that not all automotive repair has to be an arm and a leg expensive.
Well, I like that concept.
quality repairs can come at an affordable price.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so from that premise, he started the business. And basically, we do everything from everything except for tires and exhaust. So oil changes to diagnosis, engine swaps to even brakes. So anything that your car may be making a noise with or screeching, we'll handle that, you know. And then as far as that goes, we've just got a niche for, you know, serving our community and making sure that, you know, our neighbors' cars are running good.
Mm-hmm.
I work on it as if it were my own, and that was what it was instilled in me, and that's what we instill in our guys.
And I can say that's very true because I felt like I had a friend helping me out working on my car.
Oh, yeah,
it
absolutely.
It made all the difference.
Absolutely. You know, it's nothing that I wouldn't sell my grandmother. Let's put it that way. And that's always, that's the way you've got to do this in order to stay honest and have a successful business
of
in the
course.
Automotive repair.
Well, first of all, where are you located? That'd be and what are your hours and how can people reach
you?
Yeah,
we're actually kind of easy to locate. We're about a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, so we're right at the intersection of 399 and 98.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody knows that area, there's three gas stations and we're right next to the one, so you can't miss us. Maybe some of you have driven by and not ever noticed, but if you look to the right, we're that blue building right there, and there's a big sign out front, 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway.
Okay.
So we're right on the main drag.
And what are your hours and days?
Yeah, we're Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We don't do weekends. We need some of our time to recoup and build for the next Monday, but we're Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and our doors are always open at that point, so feel free to give us a call or, of course, stop right in to if you have a problem or an issue with your car. We always take the time to walk outside and at least get a listen to it. There's a lot can be diagnosed with just a quick look or an eyesight or hearing.
Well, with 30 years of experience, I imagine that it makes it a lot easier to have that team with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, combined, we've got quite a bit more than that, but certainly every day is a new challenge, and you gain those experiences by working on these cars. And so with that, I can come to you and others and explain what I've seen while working on these cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so that experience goes a long way, and it's not something you just jump right into, I can tell you that. So.
Probably not, no. Well, I had the experience of working with Kenny. This was, gosh, I had moved here in 2002, and I had, I think, a 2004 or 5 or 6 red Chrysler Sebring convertible. Loved this car.
Oh, you were in love with it. Yep. It was a nice car. It was Meg's car.
It was my car for sure. And the thing was, though, it was getting old. And as the years went by, I kept that car until 2017, I want to say, thanks to you.
Well,
he took care of my car all those years. I would bring it in, and I would have no idea what was going on with it because it was parts issues. I mean, you probably talk about it more than I can, but.
And yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember the car well. You know, there was a couple noises we had to tackle.
Kenny, this making this noise. What is that? Yep, what does that mean?
I mean, a couple of bumps going over that. You know, you finally figure out the problem. I think we ended up replacing some struts, shocks on yours in the front end.
I have no idea what that is, but I know you took care of it.
We're going to get to that because that's what the show's all about, right?
Yes,
we're
going to
be talking about car care, things that we hear, see, and smell that, well, most of us don't have an idea about unless we're really into it, you know?
So that's why we want to encourage you this morning to go ahead and text in your questions to Kenny for car care, a question about your car or vehicle, 850-437-1620. Got a question already. Do you work on BMWs?
We actually work on foreign and domestic cars.
That's good to know.
All year makes and models. We're not really afraid of much there. The big limitation with a lot of vehicles today is as they become more and more computerized is the proprietary information that the manufacturers only allow through dealerships. So, yes, we do quite a bit of work with BMW, Mercedes, and some of those higher-end vehicles. At the same time, we can go as far as we can, and then once certain things are beyond what the manufacturer allows us, small business owners or those not specializing in, specific electronic diagnostics, well, that's where we'll give you the advice to go somewhere that we trust that I would go if I had that vehicle as well. So.
Okay. If you just tuned in, talking with Kenny Chartel, he's the owner of Affordable Automotive, and this new show, Car Care, your chance to call in or text in questions about your vehicle. And we do have a text right here, Kenny. This is from Marcus. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is from the person who did not leave their name. It says, I have a 2017 F-150, and the electric cooling fan seems to run most of the time. I had the thermostat changed last week, and it continues to happen. Coolant level is normal. So it sounds like it's going off and on. Is that how I'm reading that, interpreting that?
Yeah, actually, sometimes it sounds like you've got a big airplane fan in front of your car still going even after you've shut it off.
To that text,
we've seen that issue before. And a couple of the things you had mentioned, one, checking that coolant level. That's a quick, easy thing that anybody can check. You know, popping that hood, looking at that transparent coolant reservoir and making sure that line is right where it needs to be is one of the first things.
I wouldn't even know where that is.
Well, that's relatively easy. They're usually labeled with, once you pop that hood, they've got what looks to be a radiator or a square box. And then, of course, you see the steam coming out of that as well. So at that point, you know it's going to be hot. But most of those caps are usually labeled. Now, for those getting underneath the hood and looking, of course, checking that coolant level would be one of the first things I'd look at. Along with that thermostat, you can tell a lot of things if issues like that are going on. You know, not getting a great amount of heat in the wintertime, or maybe noticing that temperature gauge just sitting considerably lower than where it normally did on normal drives. But other things we have seen, because electronics are involved, are on these vehicles.
Right.
These cooling fans are there to keep the engine cool, especially on these hotter days. Mm-hmm. So as that engine temperature goes up, those fans are going to work more often and harder. There is a switch, an on-off switch. Sometimes, believe it or not, those switch contacts can become stuck. So in that case, we've seen where they stay stuck on. There are also other components within the vehicle that control those cooling fans as well. So it may not just be the engine cooling system that may be keeping those fans on, but going into another topic, air conditioning.
Oh, gosh.
And those fans help keep air conditioning working properly, keeping things from getting too hot and keeping you cold in the car, too. So there is always a diagnostic procedure for a lot of this stuff, but sounds like you've checked that thermostat and, of course, that coolant level would be the first things we'd go through. And then, of course, if nothing really pops up there, Most of your auto parts stores will code scan your vehicles for free. Mm-hmm. What's a code scan? Well, it's a device that plugs into your vehicle, and you can go ahead and it'll tell you everything inside that vehicle. That it goes through a check and balance, and it says, yep, spark plugs look good, AC looks good, or no, fuel system problem or air conditioning problem.
So it can identify it for you.
It can identify these. And with that, it usually leaves a code or a cookie crumb, if you want to call it that, as to what failure in that car could be, you know?
Right.
And so, and let's go down another path. Sometimes that engine light might not be on, but there is a fault in the system.
Oh.
So, and that has to go with emissions. You know, most of these engine lights are there for emissions-related purposes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want smog in our atmosphere. We want to keep our skies clean.
Right.
And that being said, that engine light is there to notify you, really, when there's an emission-related problem, something either like a misfire or that could cause excessive, you know, exhaust gas.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes an AC may not be working right, or the fan's staying on, that's not really affecting the emissions related side of the engine.
Gotcha.
Hence why it may not turn that light on. So again, checking those things. And of course, if you can't run by the auto parts store, bring it by our shop, and we'll be happy to plug it in for you for free there too, because that's a simple check that you can at least get a code scan from and have a better idea of what's going on inside the vehicle.
Okay, we're talking with Kenny Chartel. He's the owner of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. And questions are coming in, Kenny. So here's one, same subject. My check engine light is on. That is the worst feeling when you turn on the car and that engine light goes on.
You're always right in the middle of getting ready to do something, too. You know,
yes,
I've got to be an appointment, and now this pops up.
It says, can you perform a diagnostic on why and what does what it does? Oh, I'm sorry. Can you perform a diagnostic, and what does it cost to let me know if I need to do anything serious or otherwise? So I guess once they get is it cost to have the diagnostic scan?
Yeah. So
how does that work?
You know, at Affordable Automotive, we've always tried to keep, you know, car care affordable. And that being said, absolutely, with that engine light coming on, that creates worry and anxiety.
It does.
So to try to get that taken care of as soon as possible is the utmost important. By all means, we definitely take a look at that engine light. You know, we have a one fleet, one fee for checking that, and that's just $56 for kind of doing a general inspection. And that goes for everything that anybody might bring in, whether you have a coolant leak, you know, a battery issue, air conditioning. Now, of course, every component and system has additional things that go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioning has Freon. So if it's low on Freon, of course, you've got to go ahead and recharge it, get that system working right to see if there is a leak or other issues within the system. So, but as far as the diagnosing goes, absolutely, that's what we're in business to do. Bring it by, we'll plug right in.
How long
and of
does
course,
that take?
Well, it can be as easy as a 5 to 10 minute diagnosing,
mm-hmm.
or a, you know, couple hours. You know, with the electronics, it can go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typically what we see though is the engine code gives us a good idea of what's going on with the vehicle.
Right.
You know, say for instance, we've got a misfire and that's something that you'll feel, you know, dun, 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 dun,
mm-hmm.
as you're going down the road. We might get into a lot of noises on this show too, if that's okay.
Yeah, you know? This is an open topic for car care.
Exactly.
Let me tell
you. So if you got something that sounds funny, chances are I've heard it too. So
there's
nothing
something
new there.
Funny going on. But, and that brings me to one of the things that we had talked about was, so can you tell me the top five most ignored car problems? Because that's when that check engine light comes on, how long do you have before you need to do something?
Well, it's always a great idea to get it checked as soon as you can.
My question. Can I make it to this appointment, or is my car going to die right now?
Absolutely. And there's always some good indicators of that. If the vehicle seems, you know, and this is where common sense comes into play with vehicles, new or old, you know,
mm-hmm.
if the vehicle drives differently than what you're used to, say this morning, it starts rumbling a little bit more, you hear a ticking you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing to maybe be a little more concerned about. Now, if the engine light popped on and you are in that emergency situation and nothing seems to be running awry, you've taken a quick peek underneath it, you don't see fluid or anything pouring out.
Right.
Then, yeah, it's a good idea to maybe go ahead and get that engine light checked out at either your auto parts store or run it by a shop that you trust or by us.
Mm-hmm.
But most times, you know, that light is there to indicate there's a problem with the vehicle, you know, that it went through its checks and balances, if you will, and it saw something it didn't like. And of course, if you're noticing, it's really not good.
Right.
So usually it's a judgment call. You know, if you feel that that vehicle is definitely different than it was the day mm-hmm. before, maybe it's a better idea to find a
so
ride.
What are some of the things that you're seeing at your shop that people notice?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big things we notice is, you know, squeaky brakes. They can that's a big one. You know, we hear squeaky brakes and I'll get that taken care of. I'll get that mm-hmm. taken care of. And time flies. And the next thing you know, that squeak turns into a grind. And what could have been, you know, maybe a very inexpensive brake, you know, replacement mm-hmm. in terms of doing just pads and machining those rotors, saving them if there's enough metal on them. And we'll get into some brake car talk later on. But a lot of times, if you catch that noise before it becomes a grind, that's a money saver. Because, of course, when noises get louder and more apparent, that's usually more dollar signs associated with it, too. So
right.
A lot of times I tell our customers, you know, if you hear something when you're braking, that could be the indication of brakes.
But so they can bring it to you. They don't necessarily have to go to a, quote, brake shop.
No, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's one of those things where, you know, here living in a very humid climate, mm-hmm. A lot of us may get into our car first thing in the morning, start backing up out of our driveway and hear,
yeah, up in there.
It's like, golly, my neighbors are waking up because of this. But then you go down the road, you hit the stop sign. I didn't hear a thing. You don't hear a thing the entire day.
Right.
Well, believe it, those metal rotors rust because of such high humidity levels in here. So a lot of times, often we'll get a call in from a customer. I just had brakes done, or recently they should be good. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a squeal every time I back out of my driveway in the morning. Well, that's usually that little surface rust building up on top of that pad. And of course, that's just one or two brake stops that eats that away. And not a whole lot you can do about it with this type of humid climate, of course. If mm-hmm. you're up in Colorado where there's little to no humidity, then you really don't have much of an issue like that. But
well, this is one of the things that I love about Kenny. Now, I have to do a disclaimer here because he is a personal friend of mine. However, when he took care of my car as a woman who knows nothing about cars, and I'm not trying to be the cliche, but I am the walking cliche. I know nothing about cars. So when I would take it into his shop, I trusted him to not take advantage of my lack of knowledge. And that's my biggest fear whenever I take my car somewhere, especially if I'm out of town and I have to go into a strange shop or something, because I'm afraid if I tell them I have a squeaky brake, they're going to say, yep, got to get all new brakes. And you will say, no, it's the humidity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you'll tell me the truth about what's going on. And that's that. I don't know how to even market that or say
sure.
this is my experience, but it's my experience with you. And by the way, I'm not getting this is not a paid endorsement. I'm not getting anything for saying this, mm-hmm. but it's the truth because I trusted him with my car for almost a decade.
Yep, absolutely.
And so that was because I always knew when I brought it in. And sometimes I bring it in, he goes, Meg, it's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. And let me be completely clear. There's a right and a wrong way to do everything.
Sure.
And there's a lot of great examples of bad ways to go about doing business. And I can tell you this: there is no quota at our shop. There's no dollar sign on every car that goes in.
And that's true for a lot of the franchises, right?
They can
have a weekly quota.
Everybody has to make that bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I will tell you this: we don't have to do that. As we all know, owning a vehicle, they're going to break themselves one way or another. I don't have to add more to your bill to make you upset that you have a high bill for just brakes, when in fact, maybe they are just making a little squeak because you've got that surface rust. But good thing we checked them because you got about 20% left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go quite a while on 20%. I wouldn't throw out 20% of my toilet roll paper because there's that little left. The same thing, I'm going to use it all. pardon, I should have used paper towel, but you get my point. I'm going to use it till it's done. And because we got that check in, well, Meg, you've got about 5 to 10,000. Everybody drives different, but let's look at those brakes next time. At least, you know, you can save up for them and go that way.
Right.
But again, we don't have to sell anything on cars. Unfortunately, they're not perfect and they do break themselves. And every car, even your Teslas, are going to need some form of maintenance on them. You still have tires, you still have brakes, you still have fluids, you do have batteries. That changes things, but in the grand scheme of things, everything needs a little bit of repair from time to time, and maintenance, you know. Maintenance is a big thing on any vehicle.
Oh, no doubt. Talking with Kenny Chartel, he's the owner of Affordable Automotive Car Care in Gulf Breeze. And I say car care because that's the name of this show. We'll be coming on a regular basis. Now, we've got some questions. And I apologize ahead of time because y'all are going to start asking stuff I know nothing about. So I'm just doing a disclaimer right off the bat. But this question is kind of a phrase. Says antifreeze temperature used. Lots military go north to the winter. Also washer fluid, ?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't. Well, I take it back. This year, we did have to worry about a little bit of a freeze.
No kidding, right?
A little bit of a wintertime snow. But typically, that's not what we have to endure here in Pensacola and in this Gulf Coast region. But it is absolutely important to keep up with a proper antifreeze coolant mixture, you know, and with your washer fluid as well. We all may be guilty of just pouring water in that.
Well, that was my question. What is the best thing to use?
Well, of course, your washer fluid has ammonia in it, of course, and other agents that keep that from freezing. So in the wintertime, when we do drop to those 32 degrees or below, one, those reservoirs that hold all that are plastic. So ice expands, and once it does, it'll freeze that, and then you'll have a leak when you go to fill it the next time. But even more importantly with that antifreeze and that coolant mixture is, pure water, you know, not distilled or anything, has a lot of minerals in it. And believe it or not, that can wreak havoc over the long term on a vehicle. So
you really should only use distilled water?
Should really be
distilled
water for it.
Okay. I'm going to have to start bringing a notebook.
That's okay. I've got one for you here. Manufacturers recommend your antifreeze be changed out on a regular service interval. And everybody's different. You know, some of them, it's all done by time, but mileage as well, you know.
Right.
So you could have a new car with 200,000 miles on it. And, of course, it's gone through some brakes at that time and antifreeze changes. But it is important that you keep up with a good 50-50 mix. You know, in the northern states, they definitely need to bring that mixture up a little bit. They need a lot more glycol in that antifreeze. And glycol is what they spray on airplanes. It keeps that snow from sticking to everything.
Wow.
And it keeps that ice from forming in that antifreeze system, in that coolant system as well. And when you're in much colder climates, you definitely need that, because the last thing you need is ice and plastic pumps, radiators, components. It breaks. So
all right, got a couple. I'm going to cut you off because I got a couple comments real quick. First of all, someone saying thanks for starting a car care show for our listeners. So this is a good thing. And then we have a listener that every once in a while will text him when he approves of somebody that's joined our family here at Pep Talk, and it says it looks like Kenny has made the list. The cut. He appears to be a gentleman and a scholar whose kindness and intelligence are exceeded only by his charm and general knowledge of automotive business, of automotive fairness.
Wow. I don't even know what to say, but all I can tell you is I'm glad to be here.
That was his dad.
I know this listener. Thank you for sending that in for Kenny, because he is exactly what you just said.
And,
so we're going to be doing this on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. This is going to be a regular basis thing. I'm going to get my father to join in and bring some of the expertise that he brought and gave to me, of course. But super glad to be here. There's a lot of great things.
This is our time out now. You've got about 20 seconds to say, how can people reach you? Phone number, address?
Well, website. I just wanted to say thanks for tuning in to Car Care with Meg and I. Please feel free to stop by or give us a call at 850-932-0811. Or again, we're right there by the Gulf Breeze Zoo, a mile west, 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And we look forward to hearing from you and keeping you on the road as long as possible.